Chapter 11. Anything worthwhile takes time. If a person starts a traditional business, they expect to break even in their first year and possibly pay back their initial investment in the first 5 years. But when a person starts a network marketing business, they expect to get their money back in the first month, make a profit in their second month, and get rich by the third month. And when that doesn't happen, they blame network marketing. It's like people don't want the laws of the business world to apply to network marketing. We do have a better way, but we're not selling magic beans here. Anything of value takes time to develop. I learned a great lesson early in my network marketing career. From time to time in your life, your income might take a lucky jump. You might be in the right place at the right time. But if you don't quickly grow as a person to that new, higher level, your income is going to come back down to the level of who you really are. In the end, you only get to make what you are. How many people do you know that hit it big and lost it all? I learned this lesson the hard way in my first few months in MLM. Back in 1988, I joined a company that had a $5,000 upfront package, which paid the sponsor between $1,200 and $2,400, depending on their level. Although I'm glad most of those big money packages have left our profession, back then a person could make some pretty big money fast. In my first month with that company, I earned approximately $7,400. If you remember, my strategy was to quickly call my dad's friends before he could get to them. I was ecstatic. In my second month, I earned about $12,200. Unbelievable. But then reality kicked in. I wasn't a $12,000 a month person. I hadn't worked on my skills. I wasn't developing myself. I was just riding the wave. My third month's check was $1,098.60. Looking at that check was like looking at myself in the mirror. It showed me who I was. It was an ugly feeling. My first reaction was to quit and blame everyone and everything for my bad check. But eventually I realized that to earn more, I needed to become more. I needed to work on my skills, so I didn't have to rely on luck or timing or positioning. You might have heard, you can get rich quick, or there's no work involved, or the product sells itself, or any number of trumped-up statements. But you must learn to give up those false and unrealistic expectations and go to work on you. The 1-3-5-7 formula. There's a formula I've seen work in our profession. I call it the 1-3-5-7 formula. As a general rule, it will take you about 1 year to become competent and profitable in network marketing. You'll know the basics, you'll cover expenses, and you'll be learning. It'll take about 3 years of consistent part-time effort in order to go full-time. It'll take about 5 years of consistent effort to become a six-figure earner or above. And it will take about 7 years of consistent effort to become an expert. Now, that doesn't mean you can't make more than that in the short term. Many people do. It just means if you want to keep making that kind of money, you need to eventually become an expert. When you think about it, 7 years isn't so bad, especially when a good portion of it is part-time. You're going to be 7 years older anyway. You might as well become an expert over that period of time instead of just going through the motions. How to learn. Once you make the commitment to focus on your skills, the next thing you need to do is figure out the best way to learn. One of the best things that ever happened to me was realizing there are no bad experiences and no good experiences, only learning experiences. This was a major breakthrough. In other words, let go of the outcome and focus on what you can learn from every experience. This took so much pressure off me. Instead of always looking for great experiences, I started focusing on how many experiences I could have, because the more I had, the more I could learn. Another attribute of a top earner in MLM is they are what I like to call an active student. As a professional, they're always learning, always growing, always trying to get better. Lou Holtz said it best, "In this world, you're either growing or you're dying, so get in motion and grow." I think that's true. Never stop learning. Model successful behavior. Try to avoid reinventing the wheel when you get involved in this profession. The hard work has already been done. No matter what company you're in, it's easy to find someone who's very successful. Doesn't matter if it's getting customers, finding prospects, inviting, presenting, following up, closing, getting people started, building for events, or any other skill. There are people in your company right now who have them mastered. And unlike other professions, the successful people in your company are eager to share their secrets. All you need to do is model their behavior and you can begin to enjoy their results. Study. Audio programs got me started. Back in 1988, someone gave me a bootleg copy of a talk Jim Rohn gave to the Shackley Company. It was called The Seed and the Sower, and it rocked my world. I bet I listened to that audio cassette in my car 500 times. From there, I did some homework on Jim Rohn and purchased his Challenge to Succeed audio program. Jim Rohn gave me hope, but more than that, he gave me direction in my continual personal development. That audio program launched my personal development journey. Through the years, I continued with dozens of different audio programs, all incredibly helpful in keeping my mind right. There's something magical about audio. It whispers in your ear, reminding you of your dreams, of your potential, and how to get there. In addition, it's repetitive. You probably won't read a book over and over, but you'll listen to an audio program over and over, especially if it's entertaining. And it seems like each time it's different, and it is because you're different. Jim Rohn also taught me to be a reader. No matter what you're trying to learn, there's someone who has devoted their entire life to the subject and is offering it to you for pennies. Take them up on that offer. In our electronics-focused, attention-deficit society, fewer people seem to read books. That's not true for leaders. Ask the top-earning distributors if they're readers. More importantly, ask them what they're reading. I wasn't much of a reader before I became a network marketing professional, but since 1988, I've read an average of about 4 books a month. Those books have shaped my life and my career for the better. Commit to just 10 pages a day, and you can read a 300-page book in a month. That's a great start. Video. Video is another source of great learning. Sometimes I like to watch training programs instead of just listening. It's part of the reason I decided to use video as my main focus at networkmarketingpro.com. I found if I created a short video with interesting information every day, people receive tremendous value. If you'd like to check out hundreds of free videos, you can go to networkmarketingpro.com. It's free. Online. The internet has changed the way we learn and gather information. You can take advantage of online tutorials, watch online videos, attend online webinars, or even watch events live with streaming technology. Events. The best way I know to really internalize life-changing information is to attend live events. As I've already told you, most of my defining moments have come from events. On one side, there's always good information for a person who's listening. On the other side, when you eliminate all of the other distractions in life and just focus, like you do at an event, you have a chance to really hear. Both sides are good. Be careful of distractions. With all of the choices available to you in terms of studying your craft, now more than ever, you must be careful about what you allow into your mind. People everywhere will try to distract you with their latest and greatest breakthrough, and it can be very tempting to jump at all those opportunities. You should be focused on a very narrow range of skills: finding prospects, inviting, presenting, following up, closing, getting people started right, and promoting events. Make sure you master those skills before adding anything else to your to-do list. Take action. Almost all of the learning in MLM is in the doing. If you want to learn how to talk to people on the phone, then talk to more people on the phone. If you want to learn how to do a home presentation, then do more home presentations. You'll certainly figure it out. That doesn't mean you shouldn't continue to seek knowledge on the skill sets for success in MLM, but it does mean you shouldn't wait for complete knowledge before taking action. Part of the reason people avoid taking action is they're afraid they'll be embarrassed. If you want to be successful in network marketing, you must learn to set that fear aside. Here's why. It's very difficult to look good and get better at the same time. Instead of being afraid of how you look as you're learning and growing, be afraid of not taking action and living a life at a fraction of your potential. Let me give you a concept that has served me for over 20 years in the area of developing my skills. Back in the early 1990s, a friend and I were searching for a great network marketing product. We traveled the country and met with many interesting people. Our journey led us to an organization in Michigan called the HiScope Educational Research Foundation. They had a progressive and proven way to teach children how to learn more effectively. HiScope has many components, but the one that struck me then is the one I've used to this day, called Plan, Do, Review. Here's how the company explains the process. In the Plan, Do, Review process, children make plans, carry them out, and reflect on what they have done. In doing so, children learn to take initiative, solve problems, work with others, and accomplish their goals. Their play becomes more purposeful and focused. By making Plan, Do, Review a successful and integral part of your classroom's daily routine, you'll learn how you can promote learning and build on children's interests and intrinsic motivation. When I heard what they were saying on how to use it as a teaching tool for children, the only thing that was rolling around in my mind was how I could use it for myself and the people in my organization. While things didn't work out for turning the HiSCOPE product into a network marketing product, I'll be forever grateful to their organization for helping me and hundreds of thousands of people all over the world to use this concept to build a better business. Here's how I've used and taught the concept for over 20 years now. Choose a skill you want to develop. 1. Make a plan. 2. Do your plan. 3. Review your results to see how you could do better next time. Most people don't make a plan. They just charge out there and do. Even more people never review their results to see how they could improve. Do you see how this connects with no good experiences and no bad experiences, only learning experiences? 1. Make a plan. 2. Do your plan. 3. Review your results, good or bad, to see how you could do better next time. 4. Make a better plan. 5. Do that better plan. 6. Review those results, good or bad, to see how you could do better next time. 7. Never stop applying plan to review, and you'll eventually become an expert through trial and error. This little secret to learning in MLM is one of the most powerful I've shared. It's become part of my DNA. I hope the same happens for you. Teaching. Would it surprise you to know that teaching is one of the best ways to learn? It's true. If you want to really master something, teach it to others. Teaching burns a groove in your brain like nothing else can. Who do you think gets the most benefit from the daily video shows at networkmarketingpro.com? I do. I have to think about it, prepare, and present the message every day, so it helps keep me sharp and on top of my game. The lesson for each of you should be to find someone to teach. Even if you just have one person in your group, start there. And as your group grows, look for more and more opportunities to teach. You'll get the most benefit. Your associations. This is another important lesson from Jim Rohn. He taught me the law of association that says you'll become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. You'll think how they think, act how they act, talk how they talk, and earn how they earn. Let me tell you something. This law is real. You can't fight it. I've done 3 things over the course of my career when it comes to my associations. First, I've disassociated with the people who are toxic to my life. This isn't an easy decision, but it's an important one. Some people will keep you down permanently. Second, I've limited my associations with negative people or people who weren't helping me grow in the direction of my dreams. I just learned to spend less time with those people and more time on positive influences. And third, I've worked to expand my associations with people who can help me become a better person and a better professional. If you're trying to learn to become an expert in the network marketing profession, doesn't it make sense to find a way to spend more time with the people who have the skills you're looking for? If this is a little too stressful to think about when you're looking at the 5 people you're spending time with right now, here's a little tip. About every 6 months, one of the people in your 5 will change. They'll move, get a new job, start a relationship, end a relationship. Something will happen. The secret is, when that happens, choose very wisely when you're thinking about who's going to take their place. Most people don't think about this at all. They just let the next person fall into that place. That's a big mistake. Find someone who will push you. Find someone who will inspire you. I hope these suggestions on the learning process of becoming a professional have been helpful to you. It's okay to dream big, but you also have to be patient. Anything of value takes time. Continue to develop your skills. Become a permanent student. Those skills will make a place for you for the rest of your life. There's one more concept you need to understand. I've analyzed the top earners in network marketing. I've interviewed them, and we've become friends. Do you know what they all have in common? They work hard. Don't get me wrong, they have a great lifestyle, and they love what they do, but they work their butts off. If you want big success in MLM, you're going to have to do the same. Network marketing isn't about luck, timing, positioning, or signing that magic person who will make you rich. Freedom is possible, but it isn't free. It will take hard work to stay consistent when the world tries to distract you. It'll take hard work to learn the skills required for long-term success. It'll take hard work to become the leader you're meant to be. Some people in network marketing become unhappy when they realize work is involved. Most of them join for some sort of free ride. When they experience growing pains, they run for the hills. Be different. It might take hard work, but it's good work. And it's the best way I know for the average person to enjoy true freedom. Chapter 12, It's All Worth It. Network marketing can be challenging. It's an emotional experience. The ups and downs can be dramatic. But in the end, for so many reasons, it's all worth it. The career you'll create. If you decide to become a network marketing professional, you'll not only create an income for yourself, but you'll create a career. I think about this a lot. Consider the skills required to be a doctor, a lawyer, a big company CEO, or even a world-class musician. You're talking about a high level of skill and a fairly high level of income. Now consider the skills necessary to become a network marketing professional. They're tiny in comparison, and yet many network marketing professionals enjoy a higher level of income and most certainly a higher degree of freedom. If you look at any career, there's a barrier of entry, how hard it is to get in, and a long-term benefit, what you get if you do get in. For example, a doctor might have 12 years of school plus an internship. That takes intelligence some of us don't have, money some of us don't have, or even possibly contacts some of us don't have. At the end, they get to enjoy a long-term benefit, although many of them would say the benefit wasn't worth the investment. There's always a ratio between the barrier of entry and the long-term benefit. There's no question in my mind that of all the professions in the world, the profession of network marketing has the best ratio when you compare the low barrier of entry with the high long-term return. One of the best decisions in my life was making a career out of network marketing instead of just messing around. Becoming a professional made all the difference, and now it's great fun to spend a good portion of my time helping other people do the same thing. The freedom you'll enjoy. Freedom is an interesting word. When it comes to work, I think we understand the concept, but not the entire meaning. For me, freedom means having choices. It means living the life I want to live instead of the life other people want me to live. Do you remember the imagination you had as a child? Imagine your life without limits. You wake up when you're done sleeping. You're doing work that is fulfilling and makes you happy. You get to work with people you enjoy. You don't have to compromise all the time. You work when you feel like working, but you also play when you feel like playing. You get to spend tons of time with the people who are important to you. You're living a big life and not wasting away in a box. When you get a clear picture of what freedom is about, you'll find the price you need to pay to achieve it in network marketing is very low. Facing your fears and living a life that's free is easy. Spending the rest of your days living half a life is hard. The lives you'll touch. It's one thing to create freedom for yourself and your family. It's another thing altogether to help someone else do the same. There are so many people struggling in this world. You have the ability to help people see a bigger picture for themselves. You can give hope to the hopeless. You can encourage their dreams. You can provide them with the inspiration necessary to face and overcome their fears. One of my greatest joys is to appear in someone else's testimonial. It's great to hear that someone was lost, and in some small way, I was able to help them find their way. Network marketing allows you to do this on a big scale. Not only can you help one person, but you can help hundreds or even thousands to live a better life. And the exciting thing is, that's just the beginning. It's just like throwing a rock into a pond. When it hits the water, you see the ripples growing larger and larger until they hit every edge of the pond. In network marketing, sometimes you don't see all the ripples. You might be aware of the impact you had on one person's life, and maybe one or two more ripples. But they keep growing whether you see them or not. That's why I do what I do. It's why I wrote this book. I know people will be positively impacted, and that's a stone thrown in the water. But then they'll make a positive impact on others, and the ripples begin. And those people will do the same, and over and over and over again. With network marketing, you really can make a difference. The people you'll meet. Network marketing has introduced me to the most amazing people. This profession gives you the chance to not only expand your group of friends, but also to be able to spend more time with them. You'll never find a more passionate group of entrepreneurs in any other profession. These people love life and spend their time lifting each other up. Here's an example of what that means to me and what it can mean for you. You can name virtually any state in the United States or any other country in the world, and a friend instantly pops into my mind. Network marketing has also introduced me to many of my heroes. I've been lucky enough to share the stage and become friends with great people, including Anthony Robbins, Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, the late Stephen Covey, Tom Peters, Les Brown, the late Og Mandino, David Bach, Robert Kiyosaki, Harvey McKay, Art Williams, Ken Blanchard, Tom Rapp, Daniel Pink, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Jeffrey Gittimer, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tom Hopkins, and many, many others. On top of all that, I've been able to learn from more million-dollar MLM learners than I could count. All of them have had a positive impact on my life and my career. This profession also helped introduce me to my amazing wife, Marina. I was in Moscow for a big MLM training event, and she was attending that event with her family. Because she could speak multiple languages, she was helping to translate backstage. I was smitten. Our first date was in Red Square at midnight after the event, with the snow softly falling around us. I'll never forget it. We've been together ever since. I'm not saying you'll find the love of your life in MLM, but I am saying you'll find friendships that will last a lifetime. The places you'll see. If you build a large and successful network marketing business, a few things will happen. First, you'll win some trips that will be trips of a lifetime. Second, you're going to need to support your organization as they expand into every territory or country where your company does business. And third, you're going to have enough money and time to go wherever you'd like. It's been said that your life can be measured by the number and intensity of your experiences. If that's true, I've already lived a very long life. I've been to every state in the United States with the exception of Alaska, and I'll remedy that soon. I've also been to about 40 countries around the world. I've gone diving at the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, toured the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, visited the Twin Towers in Malaysia, boated around James Bond Island off the coast of Thailand, visited the tent cities in Nigeria, ridden the huge Ferris wheel in the port of Singapore, had a private tour of the White House, watched the sunrise on New Year's Day at the Grand Canyon, enjoyed a 30-course meal at the world-famous El Bulli in Spain, cruised through the canals of Amsterdam, ridden a hot air balloon over the Rocky Mountains, rented an entire cruise ship for 2,000 of my friends to sail to the Bahamas, had dinner under the stars at the top of the Hotel de Paris in Monaco, visited my heritage in Norway, sailed the Black Sea off the coast of the Ukraine, witnessed the amazing Sistine Chapel in Rome, golfed at St. Andrews in Scotland, watched a World Cup match in Ireland, and prayed at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. All of this, and so much more, was made possible because I embraced the great profession of network marketing. The same can happen for you. The causes you can contribute to. There are lots of worthy causes. You might want to give to your parents or someone else in your family, or to an organization that means something to you. In 2011, I asked Harvey McKay, best-selling author, as well as a wildly successful businessman and community activist, for his secret to success. He told me his story. Eric, my father sat me down after I graduated from the University of Minnesota at age 21. I was a little bit cocky, going to take on the world, going to start at the top and work my way up. And he said, Harvey, 25%, one-fourth of your life, starting now, is going to be devoted to volunteerism. Now, I didn't know what that meant, other than I started volunteering for everything. Heart, cancer, United Way, Boy Scouts, March of Dimes, Salvation Army, everything. Let me tell you what that experience has done for me my entire life. Being on all those boards and being involved in all those charities, I became a better communicator. I became a better leader. I became a better salesperson. Because all I was doing was raising money for the more than 20 boards that I've been on, I became a better sales manager. And can you imagine how many new people I met by just being a volunteer? My network grew tremendously. But the biggest thing that happened was my sense of being a citizen of the world. To know that you've helped another human being and to be able to see the results, it's an unbelievable feeling. I'm so thankful to my father because his advice changed my life. This interview changed my life because it impacted my thinking on contribution. I'd always thought that there was really only one way to help a worthy cause, and that was with your money. But after my conversation with Harvey, I realized that there was three ways to help. The first is with your money. Of course, you can write a check, and that's wonderful. Network marketing can allow you to write bigger checks than you could ever imagine before. The second is with your time. Like Harvey said, you can dedicate a portion of your life to causes that are important to you. He chose 25%. You could choose whatever you'd like, but I'd encourage you to choose. And by time, I don't mean just volunteering a few hours here and there at the shelter or something. I mean, give your time to creative thinking, raising awareness, and raising money. And the third is probably most important, and that is with your influence. Take the time you're going to spend on your cause and put all of your influence behind it. Inspire your organization to do something great with you. Encourage your company to get involved. Leverage your network to do great things. You are powerful, and more so because of your involvement in network marketing. Use that influence for good. It'll change your life for the better. The person you'll become in the process. Network marketing changed my life for the better because it forced me to become a better person. As a profession, we move products and services to the customers who want them, but our real purpose is much deeper. At its core, this profession is an incubator for personal growth. You'll learn how to face your fears. You'll learn how to solve problems. You'll learn how to feed your mind with positives and protect your mind from negatives. You'll learn how to grow stronger. You'll learn how to lead. When I first started out in this profession, I did almost everything out of fear. I was afraid I wouldn't succeed. I was afraid I was going to run out of prospects. I was afraid I was going to miss out on the opportunity. But over time, that fear went away. I decided to focus on myself and my skills instead of all the things I couldn't control. And then everything became clear. I learned the true secret of network marketing. The greatest benefit isn't getting what you want. The greatest benefit is what you'll need to become in order to get what you want. I learned what was always there and what has been passed down for ages. The journey is everything. Thank you for taking this journey with me. Let me conclude by sharing what I say at the end of every Network Marketing Pro video. Ladies and gentlemen, my wish for you is that you decide to become a network marketing professional, that you decide to go pro, because it is a stone cold fact that we have a better way. Now let's go tell the world.